Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Freedom Edger family. It is Friday, October 15th, and you're live with Cheryl from Cheryl with Cheryl. And my co-host, Randy Gerber, is out of town today. And I am super excited to bring you guys a very special guest. His name is Joey Johnson, JJ Gemini, and he has so many amazing qualities that he wants to share with the world. And I am so drawn to this energy of people that are wanting to gather with others who are wanting change in the world right now. And not the kind that we're being told that we have to make, but our own, from our own heart-centered place. So I'm so excited to welcome JJ. Are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, Cheryl. I'm so excited to share all with you. And I really appreciate your introduction. And I'm really grateful as well for who you are and your open heart and your amazingness. And I'm so glad that we get to answer this call together to bring ourselves together to talk about all these things and also inspire other people to collaborate and come together on this level as well. So thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited. And I really want to give you an opportunity, I guess, to kind of share with us the things that you want to highlight that because, like I said, you have so many amazing things that you're bringing forth and that you have, I guess, in your toolbox, as they say. And so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, you're right. It is a can of worms. But, I mean, the short of it is I'm a recording artist, a rapper and songwriter, and I've been acting since I was 7 years old. And I've pursued my career in media and arts and performance. And then I'm also a certified nutritionist, raw vegan chef, lifestyle coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher. I also teach a mind-body-spirit exercise called Edu, which is similar to Tai Chi. It's a twisting motion for the spine done in a horse stance and also with a guided meditation and story. So my calling has been to bring together my holistic practice with also my background in media and art to bring together artists and wellness professionals to start building more media, more conversation, more art, and more congregation of the wellness community to start bringing some response to what's happening in our world. And so that's been my calling through my life, and I've been through a journey. I lived in New York City for a long time. I lived in Hollywood for a while, and I come from Oregon in the Northwest, and now I'm living in Arizona. I'm working under a colon hydrotherapist here at a place called Love My Colon in Tempe, Arizona, and so I kind of round it all up, and so now instead of doing or pursuing my art as an actor and dancer and songwriter, I'm building the artist community and wellness community so that we can do media projects that are more aligned with that wellness journey. So that's where I am now, doing that here from Arizona.
I love it. So maybe it's kind of even a different niche the way that you're focusing in the wellness with the art within the artist community. And don't you see that area is really growing and needing that?
Yes. Yeah. It's really time for people who feel the call to utilize their skills and talents that come through artistry, you know, and that expression. And then how we can ground that expression and confidence in a way that can help, shape our society or inspire people to rise up and embody their own personal confidence and also our confidence in God, really, and God's confidence in us so that we can find that strength to embody our truth and also speak up for truth in the world. So using that energy of art as a way to be a vehicle for the message, you know, and so it's time for us to come together and share our message.
Absolutely. Juan, do you, I feel like it's also interconnected. Like if you're focusing on your wellness, bringing in some sort of expression, like you were calling it, like of artistry, whether that is, oh my God, so many things, you know, dance and acting and the things that you're able to present your message in this way, doesn't tapping into that creativity like connect you even deeper to what your wellness journey is?
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Question makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, everything can make sense to me. I can make sense of anything, essentially. But yeah, it does. Because it's tied together, like our sense of expression and how we express ourselves is directly connected to our wellness journey, because within our wellness journey, we're looking at sort of repatterning our behaviors and stuff. And so looking at the journey of art and how dance and sound and music and also like training and acting and theater can activate sort of these ways of releasing trauma or tapping into trauma or tapping into our personality. And so our wellness is directly connected to our emotional and creative empowerment. And so that's why art in its authentic form is a creative empowerment tool. And so that's why it's such a big component of not only my life, but of my wellness, because it's really important to find that expression and then tap into that emotional capacity so that we can better empathize with others and then also have the confidence in ourselves to be seen in the world and to be declaring how we feel and to be communicating. So acting and music and dance is all forms of communication. So it helps us to grow the toolbox that we have to communicate. And that's such an important part of our wellness. We need to communicate where we're going, what's been our challenges, and how we're going to overcome them. And so finding that empowerment for expression is such a key component to shaping our wellness journey.
Absolutely. So when you're working with somebody, are you already working with people that have this understanding, like they're already artists and they're already kind of working on wellness and you bring them together, or are you starting at the ground up, like people are just waking up and don't even know what are you talking about? That tapping into your expression of artistry actually takes you deeper into your wellness and healing?
Yeah, I think working with this combination is something that's coming next. It's sort of something that I'm working on now.
Okay.
Mostly I'm working with people who are taking it step by step and trying to figure out their diet. I work with nutrition and dietary transitioning. And so that's more where I'm starting in general right now, but bringing together artists is sort of a new step that I've been working on just this year, because it's kind of where my calling is going next, of how I can bridge these worlds that I've been in, because I've been kind of flip-flopping back and forth, and now I'm looking to build communities of artistry. So that's sort of a fresh thing, but I feel like it's going to be, because what I'd like to do is not just coach people individually. I'd like to bring together groups and have people come together and also work with other wellness professionals who are doing this and develop kind of a larger network, a larger support group. And then the artistry is a way that bringing together these larger groups would have opportunities to perform and bring this music. So it's really about essentially event production, really, that can combine all of these in one experience, and then also use that to sort of catapult the energy that you get from developing support for wellness and then developing a platform for artists, that those can kind of marry in a way that even that potentiates each other, so that the mm-hmm. wellness really helps grow people's art when you're healing, when you're transforming. And these are really great inspirations for people in their art, because it inspires them to bring out their message and their embodiment, and then that in turn also empowers them to continue their wellness journey. So I really think that's a great combination, and I'm excited to meet more people in the artist community. You know, I'm pretty fresh to Arizona, but with my background in Los Angeles and New York, I have a lot of tools. But this year, honestly, I've gone through my own empowerment issues and struggling in my own way to really feel good in all of my routines, so that I can be the person that I want to be. So I'm not without my challenges, even as somebody who teaches wellness. It's been challenging in a lot of different ways. So that's why it's also therapeutic for me to use my art for a higher purpose, as opposed to just trying to establish content and market your content and get out there. It's more about utilizing it for positive change, which in our culture is a little bit trickier to do. You know, it's not as quite as simple as just trying to find venues and booking gigs. It's actually deeper of finding people who are resonant and on the same path of what their intentions are for creating community or getting a message out there. So that's been a new shift for me, and I'm kind of been starting fresh in that really this year. Like this is the new step, and I'm excited to see where it's going to take me and all of us.
I am. Yeah, I am too. And you know, I appreciate you so much that I'm drawn to you, because I'm drawn to people who, like me, are willing to be vulnerable, you know, and be honest about mm-hmm. where we are, that we can't lead anybody if we haven't been traveling that road ourselves. You know, you're not going to be able to help somebody in a healing method that you haven't taken yourself through, that you haven't figured out yourself. And so even the portion of like the dietary nutrition that's being focused on right now as kind of feeling like it's that bridge, it's the like a really important part of this piece. I see a lot of people are kind of in their bridge right now. They're on their bridge, or they're in their bridge job, or it's like something's going on in their life that they're like, this is just my bridge, because we're leaving the old behind, the old ways, the old paradigms, the old beliefs, the old system is crumbling. It doesn't work. And we're going to build something new, but typically you don't just jump from one to the other. There has to be this span of like this, just this time that you're building your new thing, but still keeping this base of support for people in their nutrition and other ways, while you're creatively and collectively working with other people to try and bring this new way of being into existence.
Yeah, and that's why empowerment is such an important component, because even if people know that they need to eat better or exercise more or change their lifestyle, if you don't have the, it's not only just the empowerment, it's the opportunity to define and highlight what is disempowering you and possibly sabotaging you in your life, whether it's your own issues, whether we go through depression or whether it's a relationship struggle or whether it's financial or time or whatever it is, people need an opportunity to not only define that, but then also get support on those levels, because those can be what sabotages us from actually solidifying new patterns that are part of the transformation. So it's not as simple as just saying, oh, eat more salad and get your cardio and work out. It's like sometimes people really need like hand-holding in a way, because it's not just about knowing what to do. It's about having somebody consistently supporting you in doing that, but then also like, why are you not doing that and how we can address that? Like they're totally probably could be completely different issues than just diet. It could just be that I'm distraught about a certain issue and people need to be listened to and they need to find creative solutions for whatever they're going on, whatever's going on in their life.
Well, and to know that if you're working with someone, they have an accountability that's different than if they just make a decision in their own minds that they want, you know, to dig into their health and into their diet. When you have someone that you know you're going to be meeting with and you're going to be accountable for, you know, just the decisions you're making because you want to be held accountable, then this is a really important still, I guess, like that time for you to spend in that while you're creating this other thing. And it's great that you can see the benefit in that still. Like moving from that, I mean, the benefit of working one-on-one with clients and getting to the root of what their issues with are, not just eat more vegetables. And then you can take them into this next place of healing that addresses expressing themselves through whatever art that speaks through their hearts.
Yeah, or creative endeavor in any way. Like it could be sewing makes them happier. It could be like painting. It could be journaling. It could be, you know, they always wanted to dance but never really did, or some, you know, or things like that. Or they have a song they always wanted to sing that they wrote, and they, you know, it's like giving people an opportunity to shine, giving people an opportunity to be honest without being judged. And sometimes people need to kind of express, you know, without falling into like this pit of victim consciousness, people need to express where they feel they've been hurt in life, where they feel that pain might be stuck or kind of recycling in a way that's sabotaging their behavioral patterns, you know, whether it's around addictions or just negative emotions that are stressful and just different patterns of stress that come into our life because of our emotional state or belief system. And so that's why it's different in my world, really, because I like to go deeper and find out where things are coming from. And so that's why I like to use art as such therapy, because a lot of times what I've noticed is people aren't doing certain things that they really love to be doing. And that affects them taking care of themselves in general, and then also affects, you know, how other people treat them or how they are able to take care of the people around them. And so people can get overwhelmed, you know, so then they get creatively stifled and overly stressed, and they're in emotional pain. So it's, even if they know what they need to do to feel better, like the actual motivation from things like depression or whatever people are struggling with can actually overpower them and sabotage their choices instead of them reaching their goals. So that's where I think at this point, because we're under such psychological and emotional attack from this basically World War III informational war and medical war and war on our rights and whether it's sovereignty or freedom or whatever you want to, is so important right now that we develop ways to collaborate and to combine our powers, really. Like, it's about the people in the wellness community and the health community to combine powers, because a lot of people really need support on so many different levels right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find ways that we can support each other. And as you said, this system is crumbling. So what does wellness look like moving forward? How is that really defined? Is it just, you know, this Tony Robbins thing of breaking through and then like becoming really successful? Or is it really just developing effective communities that can communicate well and utilize all of their resources to be able to share effectively so that people are taken care of? Like, it's more coming back to the simplicity of like the fundamentals of how we exist together and how we can support each other, as opposed to just personal breakthroughs and success, right? The personal breakthroughs and success are going to come from us rallying together in a way and sharing our resources so that people can feel empowered in these ways to make these new choices. I mean, success is wonderful, and setting goals is great too, but creating that platform of community, especially now, is going to be so important, because it's coming back to really basic things like clean food, clean water, being able to counsel each other through our emotional struggles, and mm-hmm. how we're going to care for each other on a basic level while we figure out what we're doing on a greater, in our greater society.
And to me, that you touched on earlier when you were talking about getting people to understand that you want to do what you love. And to me, that is something that many of us don't do, and we don't know how to do. And maybe once in a while somebody goes and does something they love. But I'm talking about like every single day checking in with your heart and going, is this something I love? Is this something I want to do? Or is this an obligation? Is this something I'm doing for my health because I want to do it, or because I feel I have to do it? And when we come back to our hearts and we start operating from there, I think like that's what you're talking about, bringing people together. We want to start, it always starts with the man in the mirror, right? It always starts with ourselves first and healing ourselves. And then we're able to support each other. Like you were saying, we're going through some trying times. That just really underplays like the entire thing that's actually going on. But you're right. Like, just on a basic level, we're going to have basic needs that we need to attend to, and to be able to support each other during that time. Body, mind, and spirit, as we're all coming home to ourselves. And you were talking about wellness, and it's funny because one of the first questions I wrote down I wanted to ask you was, what does wellness mean to you? And what do you think that wellness means right now? And then how does that play into tomorrow and the future?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Wellness to me is... without being able to make changes, it's a gratitude for what you've experienced and seeing everything as a lesson to grow for the better. And then also wellness on a transformational level is looking at your current state of existence and then finding ways to optimize your life within the realm that you're in. So it's about using the tools that you have at your disposal to elevate the frequency of your health on all levels of your being to the point where you feel like you can optimize it within whatever conditions that you're in. So wellness looks differently in different situations because you have different set of tools, different environments, and sometimes people can feel limited in those environments, but it doesn't mean that there's not opportunity to optimize, which is to improve on the situation. So yeah, that continuous improval of our health on all levels of our being. So I wrote this thing called The 7 Wizardly Ways of Wellness, and it talks
about... Yeah, I was
going to
ask you about that.
yeah, and that's a a really great tool that I wrote. You can find it on jjgemini.com. But it talks about wellness on all levels of your being, including physical, emotional, social, spiritual, environmental, intellectual, and occupational. So because there's multiple levels of wellness, it allows us to sort of investigate and communicate around the different components of wellness. And so that way we can sort of be more specific on what is either hindering us or what tools are available to us. So it really helps to kind of break down the different types of wellness, like physical, emotional, social, and so that we can understand how they also affect each other, right? Our social wellness is going to affect our emotional and physical wellness. Our intellectual wellness is going to affect our environmental or occupational and emotional. So it's the ways that they interrelate with each other as well that sometimes people get caught up, because it's like I said, it's not just as easy to say, oh, I need to eat better or drink more water. It's like, what food is around me in my environment, and how can I find that get healthier? Do I have access to clean water? How can I make it cleaner? And then if you're not really in like spiritual wellness, that could affect, you know, what's going on with you socially, what's happening in your relationships, what's happening in your direct community. And sometimes these things can be really sabotaging and negatively affecting us to the point where we might not even be inspired to eat better or try to get better water, because you're in a place where you're just drinking plastic bottled water, you know, instead of trying to find like really clean water and getting away from, you know, petrochemicals and things like that. So it's sort of like each situation is different. Each person is in a different environment around certain things and around different people. Some people are in relationships, some people aren't. Some people are seeking certain relationships and communities. Some people are trying to manage whatever they already have. And so it's always different, but it's always sort of the same thing of juggling these different components of who we are, how we interact with the world, with what our goals are personally, and then with what the goals are of the people or environments around us. And so it's really about like organizing energy, right? So it's like, you know, you're trying to get somewhere, you know, you're trying to optimize your life. And so not only set those goals and those visions, and then we have to draw a path to that and then be supported on that path during that journey. So it's easy to say you got to climb this mountain. It's another thing to say, hey, I'm going to climb this mountain with you and cheer you on the whole time, and I'll be right by your side. That's different. You know, it's like just tell someone, go ahead, go alone and just figure it out and do it and get there. You know, some people can be up for that challenge, and some people have a lot of trauma and abandonment issues and disempowerment on different levels of their being to where that really isn't necessarily possible if somebody's completely emotionally broken. And then they're not going to climb the whole mountain themselves, but maybe with somebody with them by their side.
So like within the community, you can receive that one-on-one support.
Yep. But you can receive that one-on-one support, and then in building community, then you start to get group support, and then that's when things strengthen, and that's why I'm directing my energy more to that now, developing community, because I need that strength in myself, and I see that needing to be strengthened within our world. So that's why coming together, we're stronger in numbers, right? So if we were climbing a mountain together and some person is a great cheerleader and some person has lots of wilderness skills and some person has a water purifier and some person has like lots of superfoods and healthy foods to share, you know, that with combining our powers, we can create the wholeness that we need on all levels to mitigate whatever sort of sabotaging patterns can come up or shadow energies can come and sabotage or take away from the energy of our like personally or in the group. And then it keeps the vibration strong and it keeps the momentum reaching the goals.
Okay, we're gonna get into that here in just a second. I want to say we had a caller on hold, and I couldn't get to him in time. So if you are listening and you did want to speak with us, please call back. I will get to you, I promise. Here we go. Cool. Hang on just a second, JJ. We've got a caller. Did you want to talk with us this morning? Oh, they dropped again. Maybe they don't. Sometimes people call in and they don't realize that they're calling in. They're just trying to listen and they're not wanting to speak. So we'll see. We'll see if it comes in again.
Okay.
So you've got this vision, and we've talked briefly about kind of the challenge of getting people to take action. Like, they get excited about the ideas of the community, right? They want to do this and support others and be supported themselves, but then it's like something fizzles out when it's time to get something going. Is that what you're finding? This, it's been a weird year for a lot of people.
And which is kind of why I feel it needs to happen more than ever. I mean, but quite honestly, it's a pattern that I've seen my whole life, especially working in the entertainment industry and being in the spiritual community and the holistic community, that a lot of people have the enthusiasm to kind of hold a vision. But when it comes down to getting the work done, people seem to be kind of scattered, flaky, unreliable, and then they don't move as fast as I like to move. Like, I like to move pretty fast. And so I get kind of frustrated, shut down, and depressed when things aren't clicking. And I, after living in New York City for 8 years, I kind of came back to the West Coast with a little more chip on my shoulder because of working in environments that were a little bit more aggressive. And so I actually appreciate those environments because they're very motivating. They hold you accountable and they don't take any shit really. So it's like when I kind of had a little bit of that energy in Los Angeles or whatever, people seem to get turned off, especially in the spiritual community, because it's so love and light and so in the flow that when you come with the energy of like building structure and organization and accountability, people seem to back away because it requires people to be responsible and respond and to develop more of a platform. And I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's kind of a cultural phenomenon that, people just don't have that accountability, or they kind of write it off as, I don't have the bandwidth or whatever the kind of excuses. It's kind of an excuse culture. And then people get kind of energetically, they have these ways of kind of explaining themselves away from the reasons because of like energy instead of actually going towards the energy. Right. So it's like if things come up that are challenging, then people want to say, well, I'm going to claim my power and, you know, like I don't have to deal with that kind of energy because I'm such a light being, earth angel, and that's just looking at negativity is just like, you know, what I do or something, you know, instead of actually like diving into some of the challenges that come up. Right. Cause when you just like showing up at an event with like a cute outfit there to just like have a good time and be seen and be yourself, you're not really requiring some deeper aspects of communication and accountability that come when you work in groups and when you're building teams and when you're building more structure and organization around a solidified vision. So that's been my kind of consistent challenge, is like not only finding people who are aligned with the vision, but then people who actually have the background and skills of like production and who have gone through the ringer of like being able to like work under stress or communicate through stress and bring things back into harmony and balance through their communication and being, and so that's why I'm really grateful, honestly, for what I've been through, because it allows me to be someone who can help identify and direct energy and disperse stress and recharge the relationships and communication between people in groups. I'm really perceptive about like what's going on when it comes to like issues, and so I can see where people's patterns are sabotaging, and then you can work on those and then re-communicate. And then so I find myself to be able to bring a lot of healing energy and understanding to situations
yeah.
to help remediate conflict and then bring out people's ideas. Like most of it is, what I've noticed is surrounding like people want their ideas to be heard and stuff. So it's
yeah.
like, giving people an opportunity to be able to shape it. And then the other thing, like I'm not, you know, I think it's really just meeting the right people when it comes to like getting the work done. And then there's the other aspect of like, if you don't have a bunch of money to pay people to show up in your life, it's harder to get people to show up for free and just say, let's do this. It's our soul mission. It's a little bit different. So it's a little tricky, but I think it's possible ultimately.
Well, I do too, and I definitely feel that energy from you, that you have a very peaceful, calming energy. So I would think that it just kind of lends that, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but like the, when somebody's got something that's come up within a group and they, like you said, like, I'm all love and light, I don't have to deal with this. It's like, no, you understand that there's something deeper going on there, and you want to give them a chance to be heard. And a lot of times that's really the key. People just want to be heard. And if they feel like they're not being heard, instead of trying to like push that communication, they just will drop out.
Right. Which becomes kind of passive aggressive, right? Like when you just
yeah.
kind of like, never mind, walk away, instead of saying, hey, this is how I feel, let's change that, then I'll feel more apt to stick around, right? Which is more assertive. And so that's where they get kind of this difference between the West Coast and East Coast, pretty assertive on the East Coast, and they're pretty passive aggressive
mm-hmm.
on the West Coast. So it's about kind of breaking through that. And people don't necessarily want to work in environments that are sort of can be like assertiveness to some people can be traumatizing, right? So people don't want to be working in stress, but then also like passive aggressiveness can be really frustrating and irritating to people who are very direct and like no bullshit. So it's about finding balance between these things. And so that's where I'm actually really good with my Gemini powers of duality
yes.
and polarity.
Yes.
That I understand both sides, right? So I can talk to people who need to be soothed really like lovingly and empower them with gentleness, and then people who are like really professional and no bullshit and just want to get the direct information, and like we just want the data and we want to understand like where we're going, and it's not like this whole like ooey gooey feeling stuff. It's like, just give me the bullet points and just give me the information and communicate as succinctly and directly as possible to like get us to the next level. And so that's where I'm also very good at that. So I'm a bridger between these different concepts and stuff and these different polarities, because it's not like either one's wrong or one's right. It's about how do we find a way to develop the communication so that everybody can be heard and then make a decision from there. A lot of it is if people are shutting other people down or people aren't speaking up. So like when you meet in the middle, you make sure that people aren't being shut down, and you make sure people are empowered enough to like speak up for themselves when maybe that's not, maybe the love and light community hasn't really had a lot of opportunity of like setting boundaries, you know, or and then sometimes the more direct, professional, stressful communities, you know, or project builders don't really set enough time to sink into the softness and the empathy and the emotional intelligence that's needed to really build strong groups and teams. So it's about bringing it together.
Hey, I want to just remind the audience that they can call in. I'm sorry that I missed the last caller, but if you would like to join in this conversation, there's a lot we can dig into here. And whether you're local or not and want to connect with JJ, you can call in at 319-527-6208. And if you want to talk with us, you'll press 1. Okay, so you know what I think we're going to do is take a real quick, like, 1 or 2 minute break, and then we'll come back. And I know JJ will have to leave before the show's completely done. So if you want to call and talk with him, you'll have him for the next half an hour. So we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian Flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
We are heartfelt.
We speak from the heart.
We are open.
We don't hold back.
We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your aspirations and join us on Hope Radio with CC
and Trevor, Tuesdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific. Join
the
crew.
All right, we are back. This is Cheryl with Cheryl with Cheryl, and my guest today is Joey J.J. Gemini Johnson. Welcome back. Hey, Joey, we're back.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting
that pro-vaccine commercial.
I know. I wasn't either. It's interesting. It says it's a spoof. So I don't know. I don't always know what the commercials are I'm going to be playing. And I can tell you that we are on Freedomizer Radio, which is a platform that is all about freedom and our own rights to choose the life that we want to live. And yeah, so
it's a spoof. It did seem like a spoof. That's why I was like laughing. I was like, what? You know, I'll take the vaccine. But then it's like this pandemic has been really affecting me and stuff. And so, that was interesting, which kind of brings me to see how now I can speak up, right? And
mm-hmm.
this is why
mm-hmm.
I'm empowered in a way to communicate and say, you know, no, maybe don't take the vaccine. Like maybe it's, there's another agenda behind it. And that's another issue that I'm working with in the wellness community and in the wellness freedom and stuff community about freedom of choice, medically and, informed consent. And then being able to see this whole situation as, something that's really sabotaged the wellness of our whole world. Like this is a global operation that we've seen lives be really affected by, and we've seen a lot of people from this vaccine get injured or killed even from it, and also even from the COVID pandemic, and seeing how these hospitals have treated people and put them on really poisonous treatments that have killed people, and respirators that have killed people. So I find it also important to not only speak up about that, but then to rally people who understand what's going on to communicate that, because that's probably one of the biggest challenges of our time is to face this situation that we're experiencing head on with compassion, but with also direct communication so that we can find, you know, patterns to respond and to reshape our world based on the information that we're gathering. So.
Absolutely. And I think, I think this, this entire thing was, as we know, orchestrated, to get us into a one world government and religion and pretty much controlled, but it's having the opposite effect of what they wanted. More people are awakening. They thought by this point we would be so dumbed down, we would be so drugged up, we would be so mesmerized with Hollywood that we would buy into whatever they sell us. And many have. But the crazier it gets, the more they restrict us, the more people are. And maybe some of them we're already aware and awake of this going on, but it's empowering them because it's to this place now where we're being backed into a corner. And what happens when you get backed into a corner? You either get pummeled or you start fighting back. You have, you know, maybe it's the Rocky syndrome. Like you get back in that corner, you're like, nope, I ain't going down. We're going to fight this thing. And so it's empowering to use our voice, and right now more than ever, it's being silenced online, but we still can meet people face to face. And kind of when you were talking, it makes me think about when you were saying earlier about getting back to really basics of clean food and clean water, and it's like clean communication. You know, that we are able to be with each other without all this outside external confusion. And so it's important to speak about our story. And we know we're being silenced on social media, so we'll go find other platforms. You create your own. You like what you're talking about, wanting to get with other people and express yourself artistically, but also with a way of communicating so that people can understand that they have access to all these empowerment ways of being as well.
Yeah, definitely. And being able to call out, like, what has been happening with our food and our water, and why is there a bunch of poison in it? Why are they poisoning our water? What is this chemtrail stuff? What kind of chemicals are they putting in the world? How is it affecting us? And I think you're right. Like, maybe they weren't expecting as many people to be awake as they are. But then also, like, our big challenge now is to have the people who are awake to what's going on and do have the information that we've been lied to about our history. We've been lied to about this idea that these organizations that are managing the medical community and the medical world are actually have intentions that are benevolent to public health, when so much of the evidence is showing the contrary. So it's about showing people that we've been under the spell of propaganda and psychological warfare and mind control and subversion that has been used by the media and by Hollywood to predictive program our society towards their agenda, which is to essentially, you know, depopulate the planet and push us into this one world government, one world order, and new world order, and kind of imprison us in this new system that they have of control, which is extremely disempowering, taking away not only our rights, but our empowerment on all levels, and imprisoning us into this system. So now people are waking up to it, and so we have the capacity now to stop it effectively and create a new agreement with how we're going to move forward as a humanity. But it's going to be a lot of work. Like, this is why bringing people together is important, because a lot of people are getting information, but sometimes people who aren't really looking at the information are still kind of in that daze. And the media has done a really good job at really sabotaging through their censorship and propaganda and the obfuscation of information, and putting terms like conspiracy theory over people and their whole campaign of being so strongly anti-Trump that anybody who has any sort of inclination towards freedom is essentially been branded an alt-right conspiracy theorist, racist, misogynist, sexist, xenophobic, anti-gay, basically conspiracy theorist. And that they put a brick wall of that energy on anybody who's trying to speak out about what's going on.
Yeah.
Which is the challenge now, because people are so easy to write it off as, oh, you're crazy, instead of actually, no, these people have researched the true history. And there's, I mean, that's a whole can of worms too. I mean, the history itself, which would take up another whole show, but where we're at now is pretty clearly, you know, a huge propaganda scheme by the media, and they're using these Hollywood celebrities, these newscasters, as assets to basically put lies and propaganda, and then shut down anybody else who has opposition to that narrative. So we're breaking through that.
Well, it's interesting.
And that's why bringing people together is important.
It certainly is. And you know, even as you bring people together that have the same desire for, let's just say, freedom or medical freedom or right to choose, you get people at all sorts of different levels. But like you said, I experienced this past year, 2 years, is I'm not political, but I would go to medical freedom rallies, and you do that does tend to be a group that is called to these sorts of things, it seems, are more conservative. And yet I would go, you know, down on the streets with people and try and educate them on the dangers of the mask and that the vaccines were coming. And I don't consider myself a political person, but I was called a Christian Trumpster, like whatever names they could throw out. And I was like, hey, you don't even know me. Like, how can you call me all these things? But because I was standing up for medical freedom and the right to choose to breathe fresh air, I was automatically lumped into this particular group. And yeah, it's frustrating because, like you said, the media has done such a job on people that they immediately just, if you say one word, they're triggered and they immediately put you into this category and they can't hear anything that you say. You're just crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. And so maybe
and
we can talk about...
These are psychological warfare tactics. These are tactics used by these... They say don't politicize it, but yet these politicians are using these tactics that they've used to basically isolate people who speak out against their narrative and then back them into a corner, like you said, and basically ridicule them, you know, and using the tactic of ridicule and cancel culture and all these things to fame people, discredit people, and assassinate their character to the point where they are basically discredited through their reputation in the public, to where people won't listen
right,
to them.
And people are beginning to wake up. I'm sure they must be facing a certain amount of fear themselves of, wait a second, I can't associate with, I'm not like them. But they have to realize, no, you're your own individual self. It's the media that wants to do a us versus them. You're just awakening to your true power. And when you awaken to your true power, everything that is that you've been told, you start to realize is not the truth. And that's where I think people it's time to like start going really within. And when we begin that awakening, it's like time to really turn off the external noises, the maybe even people that you've always followed, and really go within to try and get clear on what you are being led to do. Because the noise outside of us is deafening.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So
it's go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, like, how do we bring people together then? I would say probably locally, and then maybe it branches out from there. I mean, how do we get people together in the Phoenix area, and how can people that are listening that live in other places maybe start their own? How do we do this?
Great question. I think that's the golden question of the day. How do we do this? So my personal vision is it's about utilizing people who are in the medical freedom community and finding organizers, people who are leading already, bring leaders together, and then developing a platform with people who are willing to work on it. And then you do like kind of what we're doing now, using interviews, conversations, media, video, music, and use these as platforms to start to disseminate information about the truth and start having these conversations outside of these mainstream news, TV, in your phone world. And then you have to, so it's basically like, you know, we have a lot of these rallies going on. These rallies are really great. Now it's time to harness the energy of these rallies for actual legitimate change. So They say you don't want to get political, but at the same time, you have to get political and legal on a certain level. And it's and so that's the balance of like getting out of that and going within and finding, you know, your truth and your empowerment and your peace. And then also coming out of there and then learning how to engage that with a larger society to address the issue that we're facing, without putting our heads in the sand and trying to meditate ourselves away from what's really happening so that we can address it. And so we want to take this medical freedom community and this rallying and these people who understand, and then create strategies and tactics with addressing whatever local political system we're dealing with, whether it's a school board or the hospitals or the city council or state legislature, and finding who is fighting for these freedoms and then working with them with the momentum and energy of the people behind you, right? Harnessed. It's about harnessing the power of the people and then using that power to like push down dominoes and push through doors and gatekeepers. Through one by one, we've got to basically take our power back, county by county, city by city, state by state, country by country. And so that's the huge undertaking. It's not something that any one person can do alone. It takes a coordinated effort. And so with a coordinated effort, I mean, you're looking at like a military style operation of like global proportions. So sometimes people sitting alone in their home don't think that they're capable of orchestrating something on that grand of a scale. But if we put our powers together and develop and coordinate and strategize, that anything's possible. Just any army has been formed and used to basically take an operation. We have to take an operation to rally people, harness the power, organize the power, and then use it in a way that can basically obliterate this bullshit fear tactic and propaganda and global fascism that's infecting our world and our cities like parasitic dark energy. Like basically like a big parasite candida cleanse for our whole planet. And that's why I work in the area of microbiome restoration, right? When it comes to looking at our own individual microflora, good bacteria and pathogenic organisms, we're looking at a pathogenic infection of our society. And so we have to come together, and the power of our wellness and freedom and communication is the antidote to essentially destroy this parasitic energy. And then it does start on an individual level, because we all have to reshape our own microbiome, because our microbiomes combined is essentially like one of the deciding factors and frequencies of like what's possible and what's going to happen. Because when we are restoring our own wellness, especially like digestively and holistically with our bodies and other levels of our being, we strengthen the capacity for others to do the same. And so then we're building the capacity for more energy and more power and more stamina to use our energy for good. And that builds the strength, because we're literally reshaping our microbiome as they call it, you know, it's a culture, you know, the culture we're culturing. When you culture a you know, for bacteria, that you're looking at what is our culture, what is our bacterial composition together. And so that's why I work in the area of detoxification, because we're in basically a great detoxification period, and that can come on two components. Like the shadow component is that basically this elite class through genocide and population control, the wellness community wants to detoxify the planet from all of the components that have been perpetrated on us, that have disempowered us and our health, to eradicate those components so that we can live in a more optimized world based on really caring for each other. So these are the what we see as like essentially warring factions against each other. When we talk about we're in a war, the same way that inside your intestines, when you get a disease and you get a fever and you get diarrhea and all that, you're in, your gut is in a war of different organisms that are battling for the proliferation. So it's the, what we're having experiencing on a microcosm is happening on a macrocosm. So a lot of times people don't look that what we're experiencing globally is because we've been poisoned so deeply, physically, mentally, emotionally, and brainwashed with all of this psychological subversion and a culture of hedonism and addiction, to where we've got to address all that if we think that we're going to create a better world for each other. And that's what a lot of times people don't necessarily want to look at that, or people who are looking at that and struggling with that, we're in such a disempowered state sometimes that it's like not even possible to get up and out of their health situation to rebuild that properly. And so that's where not only is there's this energy that we're harnessing collectively, we need to be able to heal each other and provide a platform to detox and restore our health and wellness. And then we also need to use that energy to basically fight for the right for other people. And then at the same time, we need to re-educate people, not through like propaganda concentration camps, but through actually helping share information about our history and what's going on, what's happened with the medical community, what's happened with the financial and banking community, what's happened with the legal system and global governments, to the point where we have to take the power back and we have to figure out how we're going to do that. And I think a lot of people have probably incredible ideas on how to do that. A lot of people have the paperwork. A lot of people have the understanding of these systems and how we can do it. So it's about getting all that information collected and then organized and disseminated, and then getting people power. Like, there, in my opinion, there should be like a call-in number, and people should be working 24/7 around the clock to help people who call in, who need, you know, whether it's legal advice or they need to be sent a PDF or they need to be corresponding with somebody that can help walk them through the process of whether it's, you know, speaking out against, you know, injury that's happened with the vaccine, or information that's coming out about the pandemic, or they need information on how to get an exemption and be backed up on getting an exemption. So it's about building a coalition, really, of like doctors and lawyers, essentially, and then like basically people assisting them, people who have the time and, you know, maybe the money, so that they, if they're not working, you know, and they can volunteer, and then building ways to help develop, you know, financial support. And if people can't get financial support, they can probably get the support of whatever they would be paying for, which is whether it's, you know, a water purifier or getting more health within their community and delivery of like farm fresh organic food to people in poverty. Or, you know, we have to find solutions to that while we are working to fight the political tyranny.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like it would be somewhere where people could come and they could access like all different levels of being able to tap into people that could go them deeper into this wellness journey. You know, it's like there's so many wellness freedom groups out there that are doing different things, but a lot of times because it's so big and overwhelming, you have one group that's just focusing on maybe helping parents with school mandates. You have another group that's been organized, and you know, they're teaching people about the dangers of the vaccine, and somebody else has a group over here, and they're teaching you, like Peggy Hall, how to get an exemption for all this crazy stuff right now. But are you thinking like building something where people could come and there would be like, this is where you go for that, this is where you go for that, and being able to connect them in all ways?
Yeah, I mean, I think there should be a Peggy Hall in every county and every city and every state that's like Peggy Halling it up all across the country. Like, she's super inspiring, and
she
I think a lot of people do want to actually be empowered to that level, and they're inspired by people like that to take their power in their own hands and exercise their God-given right. And so we've been so beaten down on so many levels that people need the support to build themselves into that embodiment. And so, yeah, setting up centers in a way to organize, like what you just said, that there would be like essentially departments, you know, it's a big vision, but with the right people, it's totally possible. And that's why it's about finding people who have experience with organization and leadership and team building, and then developing the right, create a model, and then duplicate that model other places and help, you know, essentially like how organizations set up and then they start chapters. It would be essentially the same thing, but then you're working with the truth community and these communities of, you know, parents or wellness advocates or doctors or other whistleblowers and these sort of things to get the information out there and then to help guide people to the resources that they need locally, because it's a lot of work. You're looking at finding out, you know, it's identifying a lot of different people, right? Because you're working on all these every city's got their own city council, their mayor, their county commissioner, their, you know, all the employees on that level. And then you've got your state governments and governor and secretary of state and attorney generals and all the people under that. And so that's a lot of people to identify in each state and area. And it's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
So they're counting on us not keeping track of all of this. They're counting on us being like, I just want to go to yoga and like om with my friends. And then maybe that'll change it all, instead of actually identifying these people who are pushing this parasitic corruption and going up to their face and saying no. And so that's where I come in. It's like, well, we can do both. You know, we can start the day with an om and then get to work on communicating this to the people who need to hear it and rallying the people in that direction and giving everybody a chance, because everyone's got a different mission in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a different, mm-hmm. a different calling when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
My calling is to organize people on a greater level and to create a platform that really feeds the group consciousness on all levels. And I like to organize and set that up and then identify the strengths in people and highlight people who are doing specific things within that and help coordinate together all these different components. I love to put all these things together. And so, but some people are just like, I just want to focus on parents helping to overturn mask mandates in schools. Great. Well, that's a full-time
mm-hmm.
job. And then another one, mm-hmm. I just want to collect all the information on people who have been injured by this vaccine. Or I just want to talk to get all the information from these doctors who are speaking out about what's actually in them and get that information to the people so that they're warned. You know, and some people are like, well, I want to work with, you know, the city council to overturn this state of emergency because this is all false, fraudulent data that they're working on that actually holds no weight, and we don't have to do this anymore. So with all of those components combined, you know, we can make larger strides quicker. That's what I'm all about.
Right.
I see a lot of people really seeing what needs to be done, but we all kind of sit back and we're kind of watching or waiting for somebody else to take care of it when it's us who are the ones who are supposed to do it. And so we need to take on that and not be overwhelmed with it, you know, and be able to take it in bite-sized pieces. And that's why working together and creating effective teamwork and team building is so essential towards that process, so that nobody gets burned out individually or overwhelmed. So
absolutely. Yeah. And to remind ourselves that we can only do this step by step, day by day, not get ahead of ourselves. And like you said, in the small steps. And, you know, there are groups that have formed over the past couple years that are they've either grown or they've merged with others or they've petered out or whatever, but they have been forming and doing different focuses. And like you were talking about the mask mandate in the school or going after the state for any of the mandates. You know, I was a part of a grassroots organization that started last year called Arizona Stands United. And they've gone through some different growing pains, and their focus has been to go after the state and sue the state. But, you know, you're with the challenge of having to get the money to get an attorney, and then you have to find an attorney that will put their career on the line for this. Not many will do that, and that they will be a constitutional attorney. There is an attorney in Ohio named Thomas Renz who is coming against the state of Ohio. He's suing the WHO. He's got all kinds of things going on because he has whistleblowers from the CDC. They're giving the numbers of actual people dying from the vaccine within 3 days. And he had said from the beginning that if we got an attorney here in Arizona, we could piggyback off of his lawsuit. So it's a matter of getting, you know, money together and more people together. So if you are listening to the show, I think, did you say you had to leave, you had to bail early, JJ?
I do, yeah. I've got to go basically right now. But
yeah, so I wanted to give you just a minute to finish. If you want to throw anything out there, I will share your website on the platform so that people can reach out to you. But if there's something you want to say here before you go, I'm so grateful that you've been here today and shared all of your inspiration and where you see this going, and I just love it.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm really, really honored to have this conversation. It's refreshing. It's helpful for me to feel like I'm doing what I am called to do in these times. So, you know, this is sort of just an overview of where we're at and what we need to do. And I think that with the right support and building these platforms of communication, I think it is possible. I think there are a lot of people out there who do want to help, and people are putting their reputation on the line every day for this. You know, even I've done it myself. Like, I'm doing it right now. Like, people won't necessarily agree with me. I've had falling outs with a lot of friends and communities in the theater world of New York or the Hollywood film, television, media world, and friends, family, all sorts of stuff. So it is a risk, but at the same time, you know, it needs to be done because people are dying and people are getting hurt, and it's the right thing to do to stand up for truth and to help people, because it's not just now, it's for our next generation and the children. I mean, every time I see pictures and videos of these kids being masked up, I drove by this high school, you know, by me, McClintock High School, and just watching these high schoolers walk out of their school, and they're all just parading down the street with their mask on and stuff. It's heartbreaking to see that they've been pushed into this. So it's like, we've got to do something for them. And we can do this, and it's just going to take a strategic consorted effort. And that's what I'm here for. So people can find me at, my website is jjgemini.com. So www.jjgemini.com. And then you can email me at info@jjgemini.com. And, I would love to organize with, Arizona Health Freedom and other organizations around that are similar, and to basically coordinate with these leaders and these groups to get this work done, and then connect that and bridge that to these communities of these rallies and the average everyday person who wants to do something about it. And between those, I bet we could answer all the questions we have and get things coordinated and move forward. And with more of the energy of a New York minute as opposed to the West Coast in the flow, maybe one day sort of thing. It's like, let's get this done. Let's do it now because
you
we don't have a lot of time to
waste. So beautiful. Yeah, that's amazing. I like that. That's amazing. Okay. All right. So you guys know how to reach out, and I'll connect with you again. JJ, I know a couple of people here locally that I think we should try and connect. So man, have a great
amazing
day. I'm so grateful that you're here on this planet at this time.
Oh, you're so sweet. And I appreciate you. And you've just got such a wonderful heart-centered energy about you. And I'm so glad we were drawn to each other. And this is some really beautiful, deep soul work that we're doing. And I'm just so grateful that I get the opportunity to share with you and also connect and collaborate with you. Like, this is what I've been envisioning for my own wellness journey. So this is empowering to me. And I offer that out to the larger community, everybody listening, and the world, so that we can be empowered and speak up and communicate and coordinate and reach our goals and develop these platforms of health and wellness in a real authentic way to support our local communities and our larger communities and our global community. So thank you so much for having
Amen.
Me. I appreciate
yeah.
you so much. And look forward to that. This is just the first step, and here we just keep going from here, and it's going to be
yeah.
really amazing, yeah. and we're going to do it as best we can.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
All right, you guys, hang on here. We got 8 minutes left, and God, I'm so grateful for this guy. You guys, there's so many amazing people that are stepping up to the plate. Oh, what's the plate? It's your heart. It's your heart's calling you. Go within your heart and ask that. There is no other way. There's no other way without going within yourself first to check where you need to be leading your own self and then who you can help along the way. I have a caller that I'm going to bring in here who is a friend of mine, and my friend Jessica Lark Weinstock. Are you there, babe?
I'm here.
Yay. So one of my favorite people on the planet.
I love you.
So I asked Jessica to call in because she's gotten connected recently through an organization that's come together kind of talking about things that JJ and I were talking about, and they have chapters within other states, and she's encouraged me to get involved, and I've looked into it, and I do feel a calling, but I really wanted to invite Jessica on to share a little bit because I don't know yet. I'm just starting to research it, and she's already been attending meetings locally, I guess through Zoom, with this Health Freedom for Humanity. So welcome, my sweetie. Would you tell us about this? How you found it?
So I found it through Ali Zeck, Z-E-C-K.
Okay.
I was following her on Instagram and was just really intrigued by her story with Big Pharma and how abused she was by it. You know, basically she was suicidal and told that she was going crazy and told that she needed all these medications and ended up in a mental ward. And her children brought her through the process of getting off of her meds and basically were part of saving her. And her son, Alec Zeck, created Health Freedom for Humanity because of what she went through. And I was just really inspired by their story. And I had no intentions of becoming the Virginia chapter leader. Like, I didn't know that was going to happen. But, you know, I definitely felt a calling to their message. They are for medical freedom. They are for educating ourselves. They are for informed consent. They are for sovereignty. And I just, you know, I felt like I said, like a huge calling to go and do the work. You know, it is a volunteer basis. I don't care. It's, you know, it's fulfilling. And I've got me and four other chapter leaders that are working in Virginia. And it's really, it's infancy stages. Like, you know, we're still creating a website. We're still creating a way for people to donate. And right now, you know, we're doing a weekly Zoom call, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And we're, you know, doing a bunch of Instagram Lives. I've got some Instagram Lives with some authors coming up who have also had their go-arounds with Big Pharma, so to speak, you know, misdiagnosed. And they're off their meds now, and they're fine, just like me, you know, misdiagnosed and came off their meds. And then we also go into other topics. Like, I've been focusing on prepping and water storage and, you know, how to survive off the food that you have in your backyard. So it's really just a community of people who want to create more of a community and want to, you know, let people know that they're not alone in, you know, their ideals and the way that they're thinking, and they're not alone in the struggle that we have going on right now, our struggle. Yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. And they have a chapter in each state, not all states, but, you know, I think it's mostly concentrated Midwestern in the red states. But just every day we've got more leaders popping up willing to take on, you know, each state. So it's really, really cool. I love it.
I wonder when you go, I'm on the main website, healthfreedomforhumanity.org, and I'm looking at chapters, and it only brings up California. So I wonder if when you're searching for it.
Well, you can't, the easiest way to do it is to get on Instagram right now. They're all, we all have Instagram leaders for each state, but not each state has a website because we literally started doing this like 6 weeks ago. Yeah,
okay.
But if you go to, so it's Health Freedom 4, the number 4, Humanity, underscore, and then your state's initials. And if there is an existing chapter, it will come up. So mine is Health Freedom, the number 4, Humanity, underscore, VA. And that's how you can find us on Instagram.
Am I the right one, though? Because I don't have 4, the number 4. I have Health Freedom 4 Humanity, but it's, like, spelled out, F-O-R.
You're on the right one. It's just how we had to do our Instagram handles. So a lot of the pages got taken down a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, there was like a big barrage, and almost all the pages got taken down that had over 1,000 followers. Luckily, I only had 300 followers at that point, so I wasn't flagged.
God dang it. Of course. Okay, so it's Health on Instagram, Health Freedom, the number 4, Humanity, and then you would do underscore your state.
Right. So I think there's, you know, Utah, there's Colorado, there's Arizona, there's New York City, which is NYC. But, you know, in Instagram, a lot of the times, if you just type in Health Freedom, all the things will follow up. And you'll see our logo, so it'll be easy to find.
Okay. Okay, very good. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know we only have 90 seconds left. So we got 90 seconds, babe. Yeah. Do you have anything else that you'd like to throw out there to the Medical Freedom Collective community?
I don't think so, other than, you know, hang on for this ride. I know it's getting bumpy, but I feel like things are taking a turn for the better. I feel like people are, you know, slowly but surely seeing the manipulation and seeing the lies, and they're coming out of it. And, you know, the biggest message I have is that you are not alone. That is what they want us to think, and that's the biggest way up of all.
Yes.
We are just, it's a lie. It's an illusion. We're not alone.
I got that. Confirmation. I got that one in a dream last night. When I woke up this morning, that was like the first thing that was in my mind. You are not alone. You are not alone. They want us to think we're alone. Beautiful. Okay, we've only got a few seconds left. So you guys can find Jessica on Instagram as Ego Surgeon.
Yes.
And her website is egosurgeon.com. Is that correct, babe?
Yeah, The Ego Surgeon or TheEgoSurgeon.com, either one.
Okay, the ego surgeon. Okay, don't forget that part first. All right, this is it. Wrapping up for Cheryl with Cheryl on another Friday. You guys have an amazing weekend. We love you. Bye, all.
Bye.